And now it's time for our selection of letters from the week's evening news. As you can imagine, last week's general election produced yards of column inches in the letters column. But since we're guessing that most of you are heartily sick of hearing about the whole thing, we've managed to select a very small handful of letters on other matters.
The state of our railway stations have received unfavourable comments in the past few weeks by some readers. However, Robert Beadle of Cantley takes another view and writes, "Perhaps the critics would like to visit Cantley Station on the Wherry Line. We still win awards for our floral displays in competition with other stations that are part of the Great Anglia Adopt a Station scheme. Perhaps they didn't notice the shrubs and roses outside Norwich Station, also tended by volunteers. With regard to the stinging nettles, etc., these are home to many insects and wildlife and are more eco-friendly than masses of weed killer."
In his letter, Mr. D. L. Horton of Norwich asks the question, "Does the government actually care about the health of the nation?" He writes, "With meat-free diets becoming more popular, I was surprised to see in one TV What's On magazine that there were 24 cooking programs advertised in one day, but all were meat-based. Why no vegetarian or vegan cookery? This is especially true since the World Cancer Research Fund and the World Health Organization categorically state that meat causes cancer and should carry a government health warning. I wonder why this frightening news was not on the front page of every newspaper and TV and radio news. It seems the government just doesn't care at all about the health of this nation."
Last-minute changes are being proposed in a bid to convince City Hall not to reject the redevelopment of a former Norwich Union building into student flats in the city centre, incorporating additional access to the bus station. Here are a few comments received online. From Linda Sinclair, "I think it's a perfect place for students to live, in the middle of a busy city with good transport links too." But from the Mardler, "Not the right sort of place for anyone to be living. It is madness that the offices are out on the edge of the city, surrounded by grass and trees, and students and workers are expected to live in the centre in noise and fumes." The Voice of Reason adds, "The last thing that Norwich needs is more student accommodation in the city centre. The proper place for this sort of accommodation is at the UEA site. As far as access to and from the bus station is concerned, there are currently two excellent access points from Queen's Road and Surrey Street."
We'll have a selection of more letters next week for you to enjoy. But for now, here are some more exciting stories from round and about Norwich.